second area. This is probably the most interesting thing that I find. And again, think about this as we look at the resistance cycle. The focus is on me. And literally, the biggest concern I find is point number two is job security. What's going to happen to my position? If I still have my position, what will it look like? What will I do? And what I find is, think about this. If, in fact, there are only one job, there's only one job, and there's two of us competing. Let's say Rob and I are competing for the same job. Don't you think, if Steven's our boss, I'm going to make sure I look really good and that Rob looks really bad. So Steven goes, Patty, she's the most valuable player. We're going to keep her in that position. We can have Rob go find another job. Now what happens to team unity when we're all going for the most valuable player position? We don't have any team unity when you're going through a massive change that affects jobs, job classification, many other things, because what I'm doing is I'm making sure I look good, Rob looks bad. Give you an example, a personal example. It'd be no surprise to some of you, being that I'm 6 feet tall, that I played varsity basketball. Now here's a photo from my senior yearbook picture, and that's me. I was the center. Now I have to tell you, I only have one regret coming out of high school. Well, maybe two, but my biggest regret was, and I'm not telling you the other one, but one of my biggest regrets when I graduated from high school is that I never was voted the most valuable player in basketball. And I was the most valuable player in basketball. I had all the statistics. I had the highest point. I also had the highest rebounds. But I never was voted most valuable player, even though I played 3 years of varsity basketball. Now, as I look back at it, you know why? I did the most valuable player thing. I had all the statistics, but I didn't play like a team player. Now, it may be hard to tell from that photo, but I'm actually shooting a two-handed shot. Not a set shot. If you don't know anything about basketball, third graders shoot two hands. A senior in high school most definitely shoots a set shot. I had numerous coaches that would say to me, no, Patty, you could be so much better if you would do a set shot. And I said, I am the best player you have. You need to talk to the rest of the team. They're the ones that aren't making the points here. I was totally uncoachable in basketball in high school. I now have a 9-year-old son, just like me. It's God's revenge on me. It's my mother's. It's my mother's revenge on me, I'm sure. But I look at that, I was totally uncoachable because I thought I was the best one. Here's a serious question to ask yourself. How coachable are you in your job? How willing are you to do things different? See, it's easy when you're in human resources and you're in the employee relations area to go, well, the rest of you have to change. I'm doing a darn good job. See, I recognize now I could have been a much better athlete, and I'll show you what I got for playing 3 years varsity basketball in my high school. You'll be so small, you can find it. Let me see. I knew you'd be, yeah, thank you. It's the only applause I got. They call it the 3-year award. You know, I sort of liken that to going to the Miss USA pageant and you win the congeniality. Ugly but nice, right? Right? That's what this is. Some of you are liking that way too much. Now, here's the whole point. People are so worried about their job security, they will do anything to keep their job, including making other people in their department and other people in their organization look bad. It is a natural reaction.